Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's VIP Studio Visit. The Captain will be back starting the first week of May. To order your tickets before they are all sold out, go to HowieCarShow.com and click on the VIP tab. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Thank you all so much for listening, and a huge shout out to my two VIPs who are here, and they are just making my day so extra special. We were just talking about, because I have this new piece out in Spectator about Liz Cheney, and I've had a day full of swampiness. I've just been talking about the swamp with people, and it's crazy to me that people don't understand why Republicans would want Liz Cheney out of a leadership position when her job is to keep the Republicans on message to help us win in 2022, to fundraise. And instead, all she's doing is talking about Trump. And I was doing a podcast earlier today and with Freddie Gray from Spectator. And he asked me, he was asking me about what I meant when I said swamp and what do I consider swamp? And I said, and I was just talking to my VIP about the same thing. I really figured out the swamp when Republicans on Fox and on all these places would talk a big game about Obama. And then they got all the power back and they didn't. All of a sudden, they panicked. Oh, they like to, swamp creatures like to be in a position where they can grandstand and then say, but our hands are tied. There's nothing we can do about it. And I just found that interesting that I had the swamp on the mind, and I wanted to share that with everybody. We do have a lot to get to, though. Marty Walsh from Boston has weighed in on the jobs report. He's labor secretary, so it makes sense that he would want to give his 2 cents. Marty, take it away. Cut 49.
It's actually kind of funny when we're talking about 266,000 jobs added to the economy. It's a disappointment. We're seeing that our economy is still growing or still recovering. If you look at the 3-month average here in this country, over 500,000 jobs added every single month. And we're going in the right direction. I think that we anticipate, people have anticipated that numbers are going to be in the 1 million, 2 million. But the reality of the situation is we're still very much in the midst of the pandemic.
You know, sometimes when I'm feeling depressed about the state of America, Jared will play a little bit of Marty Walsh, and then I feel infinitely worse.
Somebody find this man a celebrity chef to harass. Stat!
It's the people in this administration are just the hackiest hacks I have ever laid eyes on. I do want to switch gears here for a second because it is Friday. I always love to bring a little bit of fun to Fridays, and I think people will find this interesting. We know Hillary Clinton blames Russia for everything. Jared, I honestly feel as though this could be some sort of segment, and I don't know what it is yet. I like to toss this out. Listeners participate. But every time we talk Russia, especially with Hillary, we might have to play something. I don't know what it's going to be. But Hillary has blamed her loss on Russian interference. You know, the election was rigged. It wasn't fair. It was stolen from her. That's a word she likes, stolen. And I talked about this yesterday because I was thinking to myself, how come when Trump says anything, you know, has any doubt about his election, it's the big lie and it's dangerous and it's inciting violence and it's terrible rhetoric that is threatening the very democracy we hold so dear. And when Hillary Clinton goes on all these podcasts, she talks nonsense. She talks conspiracy theories. Short of wearing a tinfoil hat, she could not get any crazier. And nobody cares. They just report it like, Hillary blames Russia for not having mayonnaise in her fridge today. Hillary ran out of trash bags in her house and says Russia interfered in her kitchen. There's no reaction to Hillary's insanity. And it got me thinking, because if Hillary Clinton can say whatever she wants, why can't Donald Trump? Of course, we know why. There's, you know, two standards here. But she really does blame Russia for everything to a point where no one even listens. No one even cares. It's the tree falling in the forest. You know, no one's listening to these podcasts. No one listened to the podcast when Hillary was the star of it. So when she goes on other people's podcasts, you can only imagine what their numbers look like. But listen to what she had to say. I'm going to start with cut 50.
Well, I do. Russia is the primary adversary when it comes to interfering in elections and democracy more broadly.
Okay. You know what? She's still on the line with that. She hasn't said anything. I don't buy that, but I understand that is like her gospel, so we will let her go by with that. Cut 51.
Anyone with cyber capacity who has seen how successful Russia has been, not only in the interference that has now been proven beyond a doubt in our election in 2016, but the continuing efforts to interfere even in the 2020 election, particularly the lead up to it.
I know Joe Biden recommends vaccine.gov, but I'm going to recommend to Hillary the always in fashion, the always well-received, moveon.org. You have to let this go, Hill. And I'm going to tell you why. Because at a certain point, you're only doing damage to yourself. You're carrying around this crazy idea that you won. And the only reason you can't seem to accept the results of the election in 2016 is because you don't think it's possible that people really didn't like you that much. And to that, I would say anything is possible. Anything is possible. Now, this is where it gets really good. Because Hillary, you know, she can talk about her own election and how it was rigged and stolen all she wants. That's not really going to make headline news. You know, it's a standing headline. Hillary Clinton says she got screwed. You know the deal. But she threw in something new this time. And I kind of appreciate where she's going with it. Because now she's just throwing things at the wall, seeing what sticks. Cut 53.
But I think there was also significant evidence of Russian involvement, if not influence or interference in Brexit. There's a lot of evidence of Russian suborning elected officials throughout Europe, particularly in Eastern Europe. The Czech Republic has just thrown out a huge group of Russian intelligence agents. There is an effort by Russia to support political parties and candidates in Europe and elsewhere who they believe will favor their interests. So this is, yes, a very particular story about what has happened and is continuing to happen in the United States.
She's talking, but she's not really saying anything. And if I keep talking about Russia and keep saying words like interference and stolen an election, then maybe you'll understand that it wasn't my fault that I lost, even though everyone tried so hard to get me to win, including the mainstream media.
Can we start calling it Russianon or Russianon for Hillary?
Yeah, what is the difference? How come she's allowed? Conspiracy theories are pretty bad all around, but how come Hillary's... How come we're acting like she's not crazy? How come we're giving her that? She needs to know that she sounds nuts. You sound nuts, Hillary. Dan, you're next with Grace. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, thank you, Grace. You notice that Hillary can run her mouth and just keep running her mouth and running her mouth and running her mouth. But what about the ambassador from Benghazi? He can't run his mouth. Let me tell you why. Because he was beheaded. Because she did not send the troops when he requested them. Basically, they had a few, you know, black water, I believe, protectors over in that area that did happen to hold off the situation. But unfortunately, our ambassador was killed by her inaction. And as far as I'm concerned, she's been, let's face it, she's been talking bull crap for years. Everybody, you know, felt that she was the, you know, prodigal child where she could just walk in, do nothing wrong, and just take over.
Yeah, she thought it was her time.
Well, it was played out to be. I thought myself that, you know, she had basically jumped through every single hoop. You know, how can I say? My opinion was is that, like everyone else's opinion, that she really felt she had it in the bag.
Yeah.
And that she really didn't need to work that hard, because you know what Trump did. He outworked her 10 to 1. He was all over the place. She was, you know, relaxing, having a, you know, an iced tea or whatever she did, but never believed that Trump was ever a real threat. And because of that lack of attention, she lost the election. And not only that, but just for the fact that, you know, she's just didn't know how to get it done the way that Trump did.
But you know what, Dan? It's okay to lose the election, but it's not necessary to lose your mind. You know, it's like this coronavirus. It's okay to be safe, but you don't have to lose your entire lifestyle because of it. Hillary could have lost the election and still kept some bit of sanity, but no.
Yeah, Hillary, I understand that you lost the 2016 election 4, now 5 years ago, but a wise person once told me, what difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, and you know what, Jared? Then someone else took that quote and turned it into, if your grandmother died at a nursing home or if your grandmother died at a hospital, it's kind of the same thing.
Joey, baby!
Joey, baby! A lot of quotes. A lot of quotes. And we have a lot more to get to today, so do not go anywhere. I want to play. Now, here's an interesting thing. There's been a lot of labels thrown out. I'm not talking about birthing people. That was yesterday. We've replaced the word mothers.
Birthing people.
We've replaced the word mothers with birthing people because nothing is sacred anymore, not even language. But what I want to talk about is all of the semantics around the border and how, you know, when it was Trump, it was kids in cages. Now it's migrant children in overflow facilities. You guys know that. But I have a new one for you, a new word that is becoming a problem for the Biden administration. We'll talk about that when we get back. The frenzied real estate market is causing bidding wars across certain segments. Real estate brokers are holding calls for highest and best offers because demand is so high. How do you as a seller know if you have realized all of the money for your property and if you sold under the best terms? You wouldn't hire a refrigerator repairman to fix your valuable car. So when selling real estate, let the bidding war experts for over 45 years, sell your property quickly, contingency-free, and for true market value. Recent real estate auctions for Howie Carr listeners have attracted as many as 30 qualified cash-ready buyers battling for their properties. At the end of your auction, you will know that no money was left on the table. That's a really good feeling to walk away knowing that, you know, you got everything you possibly could out of the deal. Remember, when you sell your real estate in the usual way with the broker, you paid the commission, but in a J.J. Manning auction, the buyer pays. That saves you, the seller, thousands of dollars right there. Whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more on how to get your property sold quickly and contingency-free, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. We will be back. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Office, but she paid the whiskey priest's monthly rent once. She's Grace Curley. Grace Curley. She's here for the love.
Would I rather be feared or loved? Easy, both. I want people to be afraid of how much they love me.
You know, we're often asked, why doesn't he go to the border? Important issue, we're focused on it. What percentage of the public is focused on the border? A much smaller percentage than who's focused on the pandemic and the economy. So that may be maddening, but, you know, that's what we try to do.
Oh, the most competent press secretary ever. It's like competence porn. That's what they keep saying. It's like competence porn. You remember that book, Are You My Mother? That kid's book? And it's the little bird, Jared, and he goes around to all the animals and he says, are you my mother? It's a cartoon. It's a popular book, but I think they're going to have to change that to, are you my birthing person?
Birthing people.
The craziest part is hearing people on Twitter try to explain it. Like, we're just being more inclusive. We're just being nice. It's like, no. You're destroying the definition of words, and thus you are destroying our language. I am a woman. If I someday am able to have children, I will be a mother. That is a powerful thing. That is a great thing.
Mija, you're
worth it. Every woman should be offended by the term birthing people. It diminishes what we are. Men cannot have babies. I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it on this show. I'm sorry. They obviously help in the process. I'm saying they cannot give birth to babies. It'd be very specific now because I don't want people to get upset. But birthing people, I've now heard it all. And speaking of semantics, remember when we used to call what was happening at the border a surge? We said, oh, there's a surge at the border. The numbers are historic. It's just absolutely insane what's happening there. And AOC, she's always giving us these tips and tricks. And she's always teaching us these lessons that we didn't know. There's so many words I say on a daily basis that I have no idea how offensive and racist and demeaning they are. But AOC always sheds light on it. So this is a flashback to a few months ago when people were kind of reaching out and saying, hey, AOC, you seem to be really concerned when those kids at the border, or there was kids in cages, you were in an all-white jumpsuit, red lipstick, you were taking photos in a parking garage, and you were really upset. And now you're kind of quiet. So she came out, did an Instagram video, and this is what she said, cut 48.
Anyone who's using the term surge around you consciously is trying to invoke a militaristic frame. And that's a problem. This is not a surge. These are children. And they are not insurgents.
I could go into definitions and all that stuff, but I'm not going to waste our time. You all understand why that's insane. And now, bringing you the word surge is the borders are Kamala Harris, cut 47.
Economic repercussions coming from the COVID pandemic, as well as the surge of migrants arriving at our shared border.
Do you think that was a conscious use of the word surge?
I think she's just subconsciously militaristic and racist or whatever else you have to be to use that term.
These aren't insurgents, Kamala. These are children.
We need like the screaming sound effect from Pee-wee's Playhouse every time somebody says the word of the day.
It really is the word of the day. They have new ones every single day. Yesterday was birthing people. That was the first one.
Oh, yeah.
Craziness. Jim, you're next with Grace. Go ahead, Jim. Jim? All right, we lost Jim. I also wanted to play, speaking of AOC, she's been in the news a lot lately, and she's talking. She always mentions the border and, you know, tells us what we can and cannot say, but not everyone agrees with her. Did you see that Kristen Sinema is blasting the Biden administration on the border? She's blowing up their narrative, and she actually wrote that this is a crisis. Imagine the nerve of Kristen Sinema. This is not a crisis. This is a challenge, Kristen. Zebra, you're next with Grace and the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Zebra.
Yeah, Grace, thanks for taking the call. It's just so funny. They keep inventing words and problems, and now they're starting to bump into each other.
Yeah.
Wasn't the birthers a group of people we weren't supposed to believe were QAnon, the birthers for Obama's birth certificate? And now they're calling them birthers for parent, for mother? they're getting so confusing, they're going to have to write all this down on pencil.
It is very, very confusing, Zebra. That is absolutely true. And like everything else, you're right. They take all these stances and eventually they bend themselves into these pretzels and things start to bump into one another. Things don't work because it is hard work to be woke. It is a constant, it is an ever-evolving game to be woke. At a certain point, you're going to slip up. And when you do, Joy Reid and maybe her time-traveling hacker and AOC and Brian Stelter are going to be there with their pitchforks to remind you that you said the term mother and what you meant was birthing people. And now you're out of a job, buddy. Now you're done. It's insanity. And you got to laugh because it's Friday. All right, when we get back, we have producer's picks and so much more, so do not go anywhere. It's Friday, it's gorgeous, and this is the Grace Curley Show.
live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Welcome back, everyone. Happy Friday. I hope this day is going along swimmingly for all of you. The jobs report did come out today. Not great, not great. But according to Joe Biden, it just means that you ain't seen nothing yet. He's really about to roll up his sleeves. Go to vaccine.gov to find out more. Without further ado, it is time for a lot of people's favorite part of the show, and I understand why. It is time for Producer's Picks.
And now, the feature so many of our listeners wait for each day, Producer's Picks.
All right, so I've been keeping up today on Twitter and scrolling, so I don't know how many of these stories are going to surprise me today, but Jared sometimes has something up his sleeve. So go ahead, Jared, take it away.
All right, well, as we sometimes do, do have to start off here with a PSA. This is a really important one. Kitty, according to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, Kitty is recalling many TrueSense smoke combination smoke carbon monoxide alarms due to risk of failure to alert consumers to a fire. So if you bought a Kitty or Kit, I honestly don't know how to pronounce it, fire alarm, between 2019 and 2020, you should call their toll-free number 844-796-9972. Give them the model number, and they will let you know if your smoke or smoke alarm, carbon dioxide detector, fire alarm is under the recall. So definitely call them, find out what's going on. It's really important. 844-796-9972 is the number to find out if your smoke detector or carbon monoxide detector has been recalled.
Okay.
All right, now on to the fun stuff. So I don't know if you've been keeping up with the social medias, but after the Facebook Overlord Oversight Board decided that they were going to ban Donald Trump forever, now even his name must go. If you look all over Twitter, the libs, the crazies, the never Trumpers, and everybody have started referring to him as quote unquote the former guy or TFG. So much like Voldemort, he who you know who, he who might not be named, Donald Trump is so evil, you can't even say his name on social media anymore.
The former guy.
Yeah. The former guy.
They always seem to give, it always seems to backfire on the Democrats because they seem so obsessed with, you know, ruining Trump, and all they're doing is they're adding to this. They're adding to this legend of Trump by now he can't say his name and now his name won't appear anywhere. And people's immediate reaction is, well, what are you so afraid of? You know, why is he this boogeyman? Why are you so afraid? So it always doesn't work out the way they think it's going to.
Yeah, he's not Beetlejuice. If you say his name three times, he's not just going to magically appear here somewhere.
Exactly.
So did you see the in Politico playbook this morning? The bombshell big oppo dump on Ron DeSantis.
Yeah.
Or DeSatan spelled sideways.
You know what, Jared? I hate to say this, but it's the end of his career. I thought that when he folded his pizza in a certain way, it really, really shook me to my core. And I thought there's no way he can recover. But he kind of did. He managed to recover a little bit. But now, this oppo dump from Politico is so devastating. I just don't see any way out for him.
Yes. Ron DeSantis is looking ahead to re-election next year and maybe a 2024 bid for president. But according to Politico, he's left behind a trail of former disgruntled staffers and has no long-standing political machine to mount a national campaign. Veterans of the DeSantis regime say.
Now, whenever I hear a story like this, my first thought is, okay, give me the specifics. Give me a specific story. And an example I'll use is with Amy Klobuchar. Amy Klobuchar has a bad reputation as a boss. Her underlings did not like her. You know how I know that? One of them forgot to get her utensils with a salad on a plane, and she ate her salad with a comb. Like a hairbrush. She ate her salad with a comb just to show her assistant, look what you've made me do. Look what you've made me do. I'm eating my own hair, you incompetent fool. But it's that kind of specific story that sticks with you. and you don't forget it. So I read this oppo dump and I'm like, all right, there's going to be a specific here. Right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. They talked to a dozen or so one-time aides and consultants to the Florida governor, and they all said the same thing. DeSantis treats staff like expendable widgets.
Again, I need more specific. What does he do?
He largely relies on a brain trust of two, himself and his wife, Casey DeSantis. Oh, my God. He talks to his wife about things. This animal maniac, literally Hitler.
He talks to his wife. This is almost as bad as when Mike Pence would only go to dinners with his wife. These people are monsters. They need to be stopped.
Right? I mean, geez, I can't believe you're so attached to your birthing partner.
Yeah, so. It was weak. All it did was make me think, okay, once again, when they're attacking you this hard, it means you're doing something right. It means you're probably not afraid of the press and the Democrats, and it means you're you probably have a bright future in the Republican Party. So when I hear all of these crazy stories coming out about Ron DeSantis, they don't even have any details in them. It's just, oh, he's, you know, not a nice guy to work with, which I really doubt just from the way I see his staff kind of beaming behind him with big smiles. But whatever. Again, I always think to myself, DeSantis is on to something. DeSantis might just be the future.
All right. 808, you're on fire. You're killing me. Good news. The Swan Boats are returning this Saturday. So for anybody who likes to go to the Boston Public Gardens and ride the Swan Boats, this Saturday they'll be back. They were not out last year, obviously, because of the pandemic. Now, the roughly 15-minute ride around the lagoon, tickets will start at $4.50 for adults, $4 for seniors, $3 for children ages 12 to 15. Tickets are free for those under 2 years of age. No word whether you get special Swan Boats if you're vaccinated or not. But starting this Saturday, you can go back to the public gardens and the Swan Boats will be there. So
that's cool.
In five years, when you're allowed to go in groups of four, you'll be able to ride a Swan Boat.
I don't think I've ever been on a Swan Boat. They're cool. Yeah.
I mean, I've seen them. Yeah. You pedal and it's, you know, it's a cool little thing. I mean,
it's one of those things I look at and I kind of get, I get it. You know, I don't actually have to go in it. I understand how it works.
So Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms told reporters yesterday night she will not be seeking re-election as the mayor of Atlanta. She did not give a reason why. I'm assuming that there were enough burst pipes that she did her job, but honestly, I don't know. So Keisha Lance Bottoms says she will not be seeking re-election, so there'll be Atlanta will have a new mayor at least next year or
interesting.
When her next
a lot term of changes.
Is.
Changes.
Hmm. Definitely. So from Bottoms to Bottoms, I don't know if you heard this, but a certain cosmetic surgery has really seen a spike in interest during the pandemic, according to The Hill.
Butt injections.
Butt injections and butt implants. Yes. The demand skyrocketed during the pandemic, according to new data. Figures released by the American Society of Plastic Surgeons showed a load of people received the procedure in 2020 amid the pandemic. I guess if you have to sit at home all day, you may want a little shape or some reinforcement. Like, I understand that. You know, you don't want to fall asleep.
Yeah, but my whole thing is when I invest in something, whether it's jewelry or, you know, a facial or anything like that, I like to upkeep it. And I feel like you're just sitting on your butt all day. So just right there, you're damaging what you just paid for. You know what I mean? It's like when you drive a car off the lot and the value immediately goes down. You get the surgery, you come into work, you sit down for a meeting. It's like, oh, the product's already being damaged.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to get the new butt to just sit at home, and what's the point of getting a new butt if people can't see the new butt, right?
Yeah, that's true.
What's the point of having a sports car if you're just going to keep it in the garage?
Well, Jared, I mean, the pandemic's ending now.
Free the booty. Free the booty is what I say.
Well, I'm just saying that now might be the time. This might be the show-off period. These people have been waiting in their houses, like, wait till the world sees this.
I've been working on this for a year. All right, on this day in 1915, the Lusitania sank.
Interesting.
Yes, submarine... About 1,000 dead. Twice torpedoes off the Irish coast sank in 15 minutes. Americans aboard included Vanderbilt, and Washington believes that a grave crisis is at hand. Now, the Zimmerman telegram was really what got us into World War I, but this was kind of the first, when Americans died, that was kind of the first indication that, hey, we may, I'm sorry, the Great War at that point, we may have to hop into the Great War at that point. So on this day, 1915, the Lusitania sank. On this day in 1949, RCA Victor introduced a player for 45 RPM records, relatively new invention. So the 45 record, our older audience will definitely remember those. 45's RCA Victor introduced the player this day in 1949.
And don't forget the biggest this day.
What's that?
The mailroom manager's birthday.
Ah, yes. Happy birthday to the mailroom manager.
Yeah, it's crazy to think.
25 and doesn't look a day over 21.
Exactly. It's crazy. 25 is a big year. It's a big birthday. So happy 25th to MRM, the mailroom manager.
And one more on this day, Grace, I think you will appreciate. On this day in 1987, Shelley Long made her final appearance as Diane Chambers on Cheers.
Taking your way in the world today takes everything you've got.
It's just an excuse to play the song.
I'll take any excuse. I love this theme song. I don't know why.
I'm not going to play too much of it because it'll get canceled with the lyrics in the third verse.
Yeah, I like that song because it says, sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And Howie and I always disagree on this. He feels like he wants to go where no one knows his name. But I like going places where the bartender knows my name and knows my drink order and says, hey, you were in here yesterday.
Yes, 1987, fifth season finale, I Do Adieu. Shelley Long makes her final appearance as Diane Chambers on Cheers. She was replaced by Kirstie Alley.
I love Kirstie Alley. Speaking of big time conservatives, Kirstie Alley's Twitter, fire.
Yes.
She's a huge Republican.
Yeah, she's a good time on Twitter. Follow Kirstie Alley.
Definitely. All right, is that it, Jared?
One more last time. Kitty has issued a recall for their smoke and combination smoke carbon monoxide alarms due to a risk of failure. If you bought a Kitty fire alarm or carbon monoxide detector or smoke detector between 2019 and 2020, call 844-796-9972. They will give them the model number. They'll let you know if yours has been recalled.
All right, guys. Happy Friday. We're going to bring in the captain for the last segment for the car crossover. And then we're heading into the weekend. I hope you guys are enjoying the show. We will be right back. Do not go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. She's the friend you never knew you needed.
What? Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Okay, make that best friend. It's Grace Curley.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Thank you so much to everyone who listened this week and who keeps tuning in. We so appreciate it. Thank you to Aviva Trattoria for the amazing food. It was so yummy. Thank you to my lovely VIPs who are here. And also, I just want to remind everyone, if you could check out spectator.us, I have a new piece out on Liz Cheney. All right. Now, without further ado, it is time. The captain is in his chair. He's ready to go. Howie, what is on your mind today?
I think I want to talk about Joe Biden and the jobs report and about how they planned this availability when they thought it was going to be 1 million or even as much as 2 million jobs, 266,000. 7,400,000 open jobs and only 266,000 people could find work. What do you think the problem is, Grace?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, my good man, because Marty Walsh, who's a local guy, you might have heard of him, he actually commented on this. And if you felt bad about the state of the country right now, Marty Walsh is here to really shake up your confidence with this cut.
It's actually kind of funny when we're talking about 266,000 jobs added to the economy. It's a disappointment. We're seeing that our economy is still growing. We're still recovering. If you look at the three-month average here in this country, over 500,000 jobs added every single month. And we're going in the right direction. I think that we anticipate, people have anticipated that numbers are going to be in the 1 million, 2 million. But the reality of the situation is we're still very much in the midst of the pandemic.
I understand it's their job to spin, Howie, but for them to say it's kind of funny that we're looking at this as a disappointment, like, is it, or is it just people being factual? Like, people on CNN.
You know, another thing I noticed about the report, remember all the time that Obama was president, they would come up with these rosy job reports, and then the next month, in the last paragraph of the new job report, they'd say, oh, by the way, we've adjusted down the number of jobs from last month, you know, by like 20-30%. And then all the time Donald Trump was president, they would come up with these lowball numbers, and then they would up the number the next month. So now Biden is back president again, and guess what happened from last month's job figures? They were cut by about 20%. They were revised downward, as they say.
Yeah, and I thought one of the craziest things was, because if you follow this, when they come out with the jobs reports, a lot of these people on CNN and CNBC, they're getting them in real time, and they have to run with it because they want to be the first ones to report it. They don't want you to switch the channel. And so hearing them today, Howie, and the shock, can we play some of those, Jared? I specifically want to play the guy on CNBC because he really was flabbergasted by these awful numbers.
We have the number here. Just came across. Sorry about that. It came across very quickly here. It looks like 266,000. It looks like it was a big disappointment at 266. But maybe I have that wrong. Let me double-check the Bureau website here. 1 second. Yes, 266 is correct. Unemployment change, little change of 6.1%. So we have some issues here.
It's like when people crunch the numbers. Let me check the website again. He's refreshing it, hoping it will change.
Right. Charles Payne on Fox Business had the best take. Congratulations, President Biden. You have achieved the progressive utopia. At least 7.4 million job openings, but only 266,000 people got a job last month.
Exactly. And when people go over these numbers and what's happening, Molly Hemingway tweeted out that video that we just played, and she said, wow, watching all of this, it seems like the American people really did get tired of winning. That's the only explanation why we're in this situation. And Joe Biden is just, he
says that giving people more money to not work than to work has no measurable impact on people not going back to work.
He's not a fan of the number stuff when it actually measures his failures. Who's only a fan of it when he can just make them up out of thin air?
He's not real good with numbers, period. You know, the 400,000 number and the 1917 job numbers.
1917 was a wild year for the economy, let me tell you. Howie, I do have to say, though, I love how he's pushing this as, yeah, things are bad now, but this is why we need more of my bad ideas. We need them stat. Guys, don't go anywhere. Howie has a great show planned. Also, Police Blotter Facts Friday later in the Howie Carr Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be back Monday. It's been the Grace Curley Show.
Joey, baby.